Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 361 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for February 24th is summarize a recent situation which caused you pain, hurt, or struggle. Acknowledge those feelings are real and should not be ignored, but assume the perspective what happened was in your best interest. What can you learn and how can you grow to make the situation better for everyone? Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of rising above. Our feelings and surface level emotions can be very powerful. And with the 12 fundamentals of success leadership system, we do not want to deny the feelings and emotions that we experience as leaders. Because when we try to suppress them or ignore them, they continue to affect us, whether we realize it or not. Instead of suppressing or ignoring them, we want to transcend our feelings and emotions so that we can learn and grow, and ultimately so we can improve the lives of the people around us. And today I'd like to discuss three ideas we can use to transcend our feelings and emotions in response to situations that have caused us pain, hurt, or struggle. The first idea we can use to transcend our feelings and emotions is to think about our best interest. In their book, Burn Your Goals, Joshua Medcalf and Jamie Gilbert said the perspective we need to have is, quote, "Anything that happens to me is in my best interest and an opportunity to learn and grow," end quote. I would like to modify that slightly to, in my best interest, I will use everything as an opportunity to learn and grow. Experiencing trauma and suffering from evil is not necessarily in our best interest, but it is part of life, and how we respond to it makes all the difference. So while what happened to us may not be in our best interest, we can always use what happens to us for our own benefit and to help us grow closer to our full potential. And this leads to the second idea to help us transcend our feelings and emotions, which is to not waste tough times. In the Leadership Challenge, Jim Kouzis and Barry Postner share the following words of wisdom from Pat Williams, the Senior Vice President of the National Basketball Association's Orlando Magic. Quote, "You don't waste tough times. When the tough times hit and the setbacks and disappointments come, you're a lot more teachable. I wouldn't be where I am today if I had not taken advantage of the disappointments and setbacks. Through those setbacks, I've learned more and made more advances than through the good times." End quote. Of course, winning and achieving things is more fun than losing. But if we want to win the race of living as the best version of ourselves and experience soul success, then we need to learn in the midst of our hurt, pain, and struggle, and the emotions that come during those situations, so that we don't waste tough times. And the third idea we can use to transcend our feelings and emotions is to be extra selfish. Many times we might get the advice during our times of hurt and pain that it is not about ourselves. In reality, we need to realize that it is actually all about ourselves. Now, it's not about wallowing in self-pity, but it is about learning and growing so we can have a greater impact on those around us. It's not about what we want to happen or what is fair. It's about what we are called to do. This is true in any and all circumstances. So we can transcend our feelings and emotions by being selfish and figuring out how we can use our experiences to help improve the lives of others. So how about you? Can you summarize a recent situation which caused you pain, hurt, or struggle? Can you acknowledge those feelings are real and should not be ignored. But assume the perspective what happened was in your best interest. What can you learn and how can you grow to make the situation better for everyone? No one said this is going to be easy. Life is not easy. Leadership is not easy. But it's what you and I are called to do. We are called to write our own story from the inside out and impact the world. And we can do that when we take whatever happens to us and use it in our best interest, when we don't waste tough times, and when we become extra selfish so we can grow our gifts and abilities that we give away to others. And ultimately, this will lead to us transcending our feelings and emotions so we can increase our impact in our classrooms and locker rooms as we grow by 1% and give the young people we work with a better version of ourselves every day.